Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Michael's show continues on, and we are glad you're on board today. Hey, our friends at Quick Trip, if you're out there a professional driver driving around, go to Quick Trip right now and get your Quick Rewards fleet card, and or even Quick Star, for that matter, if you're within the sound of my voice, heading out to the west, stop in a Quick Star as well. Otherwise, just download the app. Go to Quick Rewards fleet app and download it on your mobile device, and you're good to go. Get all registered and start winning yourself, or earning yourself, I should say, things like sodas and coffees and showers and all that kind of good stuff, because you're a professional driver and you bring us the goods and services. And, you know, we can't say thanks enough. And that's just Quick Trip's way of saying thank you as well. Speaking of thank you, man, oh, man, people that believed that maybe the pitching staff wasn't going to come around, it seems like things are a little bit better. I still have skepticism about whether or not it's going to last through the entire season, but the Brewers are back. Six wins in a row. They're a half game back. They're heading to Chicago, and they're going to take on the Cubs in a weekend series. And joining us now, Jerry Augustine, Brewers television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Augie, how you been, buddy?
Good. You know, I'll tell you what a fun time in Wisconsin with the Bucks and Brewers playing. Brewers starting to play well. It's been a lot of fun.
It's as a Wisconsinite, I knew you'd be appreciative of all of this. Everything is going. When like the Packers win, you're giddy. Bucks are winning, you're giddy. And now you've got the Brewers playing well. You've got MVPs. You can't swing a dead cat in a state without hitting an MVP, that's for sure. So tell me about this team, and let's start with the pitching staff, because as good as they've thrown as of late, I still have a little bit of skepticism. Do you?
Well, I do not. I think they're starting to come around a little bit. And what they first did that Craig Council and David Stearns and I don't know how to do is to really fix the bullpen up, get that bullpen in a ways, because you're losing Corey Knebel and JJ's not 100% at the start of the season. You're trying to find some people to help out Josh here in the bullpen, and I think they've done that. I think you see JJ starting to come around. You see Corbin Burns back in the bullpen, and you got Alex Claudio is throwing the ball well along with Josh Hader. So I really like the bullpen now with the way they have it set up. And as far as the starters, I think you picked up a veteran in Gio, who's throwing the ball really well. He'll pitch tomorrow afternoon in Chicago. And he came in, and he's got something proven after being in the minors with the Yankees. And the first two times out, the first time he didn't have as good fastball. The last time, I'm going to tell you why he really commanded the pitch, the pitches really well. And I think that could really help this pitching staff.
So, with the pitching staff kind of coming around, do you think the rotation itself is now settled, or there's more jockeying to do?
I think in baseball today, there's always a lot of jockeying. I think very seldom you see a team that has four, five, six, or even seven starters. Usually, you're talking in the neighborhood of somewhere between 8 and 12 starters throughout a season, and that can happen. And it can happen with the Brewers, especially because they have some young pitchers. So I think we're going to see a lot like we did last year. I think there's more expected out of the starting staff, and they understand that. You see a Brandon Woodruff who's coming now, really starting to throw the ball well. And you see Zach Davies really bouncing back. Even Chase Anderson in the starts, he got through the ball very well. Jolie Sushin will come around. So you've got the makeup for it. It's just a matter of getting some consistency.
Where is Jimmy Nelson in your mind right now?
You know, I let Jimmy just be Jimmy. You know, Jimmy's a perfectionist. The one thing he likes to do, he wants to make sure he's feeling, you know, really good, perfect, everything about him. He's a perfectionist. He's got great stuff. He's very competitive, but he's competitive in where he wants to make sure that he's feeling 100% correct. And this, because the surgery has taken such a long time, and then with the family issues he's got to go on, I just let Jimmy be Jimmy and go out and let him pitch several times. And if you can get him back in that neighborhood of July and maybe even right after All-Star break, I think that would be a big plus. So we just have to let Jimmy be Jimmy and see what he does and see how it goes in the next month.
Do you think that let me ask you this. Do you think he comes back and pitches meaningful baseball for this team at all this season?
I think he does. I think as you get on later in the season, and the more chances he has the time to go out and work in Arizona and then, you know, go to A and AAA and have some opportunities, he's going to get everything's going to start going his way. And he was really dialed in spring training. I saw him throwing aside like 3 or 4 times, and I went up to him after the second time. I said, "Boy, you are really throwing the ball well with authority." And he said, I feel really good. And then there's a couple of little setbacks, and those things are going to happen. But I think he is. I think he's going to be a part of this staff. He's going to make several starts. That's really going to help the ball club.
Right now, you've got a couple of guys that are just still struggling at the plate. Now, obviously, Travis Shaw, Jesus Aguilar. You're still winning ball games, and you're doing it almost at times in spite of. But what do you do? You're relying on both of these guys to really kind of pick up the pace.
Yeah, you do. I mean, when you think about Jesus Aguilar and what he did the first half of last year and the home runs that he hit, 35 home runs, and you look at perennial 30 home run guy and Travis Shaw, you need those guys. And I don't think they've given up on him. I just think they're being patient with him. And I think you have that luxury when other guys are really swinging the bat well. You know, when you've got a guy like Gamble coming off the bench, and you got a guy like Trav, Eric Thames is really getting on base a lot and doing the little things. And, you know, you can't say enough about Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich. And even, you know, when you look at Ryan Braun now, starting to be a little patient at the plate. I like that he's going the opposite way. It seems like when he goes the opposite way, he gets that good plate coverage. He's starting to see the ball a little bit better. So when you got guys swinging the bat around you, you have that luxury of let guys work through things. And I think the Brewers are right there right now.
Talking with Jerry Augustine, Brewers television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Brewers pitcher himself. Look, I'm excited. I want to believe they've weathered the storm and they're just moving on, and that this is the bigger and better for what's yet to come. How do you like the way this team, the makeup of this team inside this clubhouse, handled the losing?
This is a team that, you know, they go day to day, and they understand that, you know, after what they went through, what was it before the All-Star break, they had to play 22 games or 23 games in 22 days or 21 days. And then coming out of All-Star break, you had 17 games in a row. When you can play through that and still accomplish what they did last year, I think they understand. But I think the one thing I really like about this club, and I'm starting to see it more each day, is that they really care about picking up each other. It's one of the things that when Craig Counsell came here, one of the things he wanted this club to be a good teammate. And you're starting to see that. Guys who you don't expect are coming up with big hits, are playing good baseball, and I think they're doing a great job. And one part of this team that I really like is their defense. Their defense is heads and tails about where it has been the last couple of years. And when you have decent pitching and you have great defense and you've got some good, you're scoring some runs, you can go a long way. And this team defensively is playing really well.
Hey, Augie, before I let you go, so how big of a series is this? Is this one of those series where we want to put a lot of stock into it, you want to come out on top, or obviously you want to win baseball games, or is this just another series, just keep doing what you're doing, keep plugging away, keep winning series, and eventually it'll all come to pass?
I think anytime you play the Cubs, it's exciting. I don't care what it is, anytime you've got it, and they can talk about rival, non-rival, whatever you want to do. Anytime you play the Cubs, it's great. And I think when you go to Chicago and you play down there, it's exciting because the Cubs are playing really well right now. Their pitching is starting to come around. I know the Brewers so far this year, I think they won 10 out of 14 and playing really well. But anytime you play in your division, you play 7-6 games in your division, 19 against each of the teams in your division, they're all big, and every game is big. So I think this team understands that every game is big. Go play hard and see what happens and make adjustments as you go along. And I just think this team can make adjustments. I think they weather storms. They understand it. They know when they don't play well what they have to do. And I think this weekend is going to be a fun series to watch.
Is anybody on this staff capable of going at least 7 innings consistently or 8 innings in games? Or are we just going to naturally see, no matter what it is, you give up a base hit in the 6th, you're pretty much out?
Brandon Woodruff is really special. you know, this is a guy who's coming in. When we took a Brandon Woodruff, we took a fastball, 95, 97, through the four-seam fastball, really, really good slider. But, you know, he's starting to throw that changeup, and he's using that to really have a balance of all speed stuff. He's starting to throw that not only just to left-hand hitters to get him out front of the ball and keep him honest, but he's using it to right-hand hitters with great movement. I think Brandon Woodruff, as he goes along, is going to get stronger and stronger. I think he's going to be a workhorse, and I would never put anything past the Leafs, but I think Jack Davis is really something special this year. He's locating, and we all talk about his fastball only being 90, 91, but the way he's locating and the confidence he's pitching with, I think you've got three guys right there that can really do well for you. And then you add a little Geo there who's going to give you, you know, five, six good innings every time out. You've got the start of a really good makeup of a pitching staff.
Augie, I know you're enjoying it as a Wisconsinite. Keep watching the Brewers baseball. We'll keep watching you. But, man, enjoy what's going on around you, too. I know you're a Bucks fan and a Packers fan. This is awesome, isn't it?
It just doesn't get any better. This is so much fun, and enjoying the Bucks and seeing what they're doing, the special things they're doing. And, you know, the Brewers are big on it. When you got the game, you have fun. They're a fun team to watch.
Absolutely, no doubt. We'll talk to you soon. Keep watching, too, okay?
All right, take care, man.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Jerry Augustine, Brewers television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. When I was looking for my vehicle, I ended up going to the Van Horn Automotive Center, the truck center actually out in Plymouth. And as I was telling the story yesterday, I got the vehicle, love it, and then they're building a house next to mine. And during one of the windy days a couple of weeks ago, one of the big sheets of plywood that they were hoisting up onto the roof to start building the roof, put it over the trusses, actually got kind of acted like a sail, and it got caught in the wind, and it flew down and actually hit the side of my truck and put not a big dent. And most people go, oh, that's it. But to me, it's a big dent. A brand new car. Yeah. So I ended up going to the, got a hold of the guys at Van Horn, and I said, look, I don't want to take this to all these other body shops and stuff, and it's brand new, and what should I do? And they said, you know what? You bring it back. We're going to make it like the day it came off the showroom. We'll make that truck just like that. We'll blend everything in, make sure it's right, because it's got a really kind of a special maroon color to it, and it all blends the same way. They said, you know, we know exactly what we're doing. We'll get this taken care of. And so I've got the process set up. I'm excited about it because, one, the dent's going to be gone, but, two, they're going to make that thing look like brand new, and I'm excited about that as well. But they are the home of the 90-day test drive. So if you're looking for a brand new vehicle, and you want to kind of take it and put it through its paces, they're the home of the 90-day test drive. So at the end of the 90 days, you can either bring it back, no questions asked, no further commitment, or you can get up to $2,000 off and just buy the thing. Do what I did. And then if anything happens to it, you're not only buying a vehicle, you're buying a commitment from that dealership to make sure that everything's taken care of as well. It's a great opportunity. And if you're looking for new or used, it doesn't matter what make or model, foreign or domestic, they've got great service departments. Check out VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com, VanHornAuto.com, and see what they can do for you. They're just good people. They're family-born and employee-owned. Everybody there is a owner, so everybody's got some skin in the game, too, and that's what you want to work with is the owner. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.